Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now.
Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
The Christmas season is upon us, and Limitless Broadcasting Network knows you will be searching for gifts for family, friends, and loved ones. While you're on the hunt for the perfect presents, don't forget to visit our online store at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. We offer horror merchandise like shirts and tumblers that the whole family will enjoy. Plus, when you shop with us, you are supporting a growing media network. So, be sure to head over to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for all your holiday needs.
In Healing from Within, Be Still and Know, the fourth and final edition, Dr. Robert C. Brooksby describes how we can reclaim and maintain our health when traditional medicine has failed us. Liberally peppered with case histories, Dr. Brooksby teaches us about our nature and how it's possible to work within our intrinsic energies to help us heal. Christ taught his disciples how to heal. We were supposed to have that knowledge, knowledge that has been lost to Western cultures. It was not supposed to be a secret. You can find a link to this book on our website at limitlessbroadcasting.com. You can also find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you do your book shopping.
Hey, it's Robert from Limitless Broadcasting, reminding you to tune in to Limitless Broadcasting Network anywhere you get your podcasts, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. Check us out today.
A dark cloud hanging over Hollywood as writers and actors are simultaneously on strike for the first time since 1960.
Is Hollywood still the place where movie magic happens?
The magic of Hollywood, I think, is one movie, one weekend can change the entire outlook of the entire industry.
Los Angeles is waking up to the fact that it is no longer always the destination of choice for TV and film production. 2024 was the worst year for on-location filming in the city since they started tracking data 30 years ago.
Are you fascinated by Hollywood? Curious about the money and business deals that power the media industry? Welcome to Hollywood Hustle, the podcast that dissects trends and deals, tracing the financial flows that keep the entertainment world thriving today. This is an information and news and business podcast, so if you're intrigued by Hollywood and want to uncover who truly runs the town, make sure to tune in to Hollywood Hustle.
Hey there! Welcome back to Hollywood Hustle. I'm your host, Albert Parker, and today we're diving into a pretty intriguing topic: why some of Hollywood's biggest and brightest stars just aren't pulling in the crowds at the box office like they used to. Stick around, this is going to be a fascinating episode. There was a time, not so long ago, when slapping Julia Roberts' radiant smile or Dwayne Johnson's imposing physique on a movie poster practically guaranteed a profitable opening weekend. Studios paid astronomical salaries to A-listers with the understanding that their star power alone would drive ticket sales. The math was simple. Big star equals big box office. That equation no longer computes. As we approach the end of 2025, Hollywood is facing a crisis that executives can no longer ignore. The industry is witnessing an unprecedented collapse in theatrical attendance, with star-studded films playing to near-empty auditoriums. Even more alarming is that this isn't just happening to a few unlucky films, it's become the norm. In the past 3 months alone, 25 dramas and comedies featuring some of the world's most recognizable actors have failed to find an audience. Names that once commanded $20 million paychecks, Margot Robbie, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Lawrence, Dwayne Johnson, Robert Pattinson, Emma Stone, Sydney Sweeney, suddenly seem incapable of convincing viewers to leave their homes. The numbers tell a devastating story. October 2025 was the worst box office month on record, excluding the pandemic, with theaters collecting just $425 million across all titles, less than half of what they earned in October 2019. While franchise films like Predator, Badlands are still performing adequately, original dramas and comedies are dying spectacular deaths. Julia Roberts' After the Hunt, which cost $70 million to produce, earned a catastrophic $3.3 million after a month in theaters. Jennifer Lopez's musical adaptation, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, managed only $1.6 million against a $30 million budget. Even Dwayne Johnson's heavily marketed biopic, The Smashing Machine, earned just $19 million against its $50 million budget. As entertainment journalists, we've spent the last month diving deep into this phenomenon, talking with studio executives, theater owners, audience researchers, and everyday moviegoers. We've analyzed box office data, social media trends, and shifting consumption patterns to understand why star power has lost its luster. What we've discovered is not a single culprit, but a perfect storm of technological, cultural, and economic factors that have fundamentally altered how audiences engage with entertainment. The days of the movie star as cultural monolith appear to be over, replaced by a fragmented landscape where influence is measured in TikTok followers rather than box office receipts. This special edition of the Limitless Newsletter examines the death of star power from multiple angles, from the rise of streaming platforms to the changing nature of celebrity itself. We'll explore what this means for the future of cinema and whether anything can bring audiences back to theaters. One thing is certain, Hollywood's brightest stars are no longer enough to light up the box office. The question is whether they ever will be again. The theatrical exhibition industry is facing its most challenging year since the COVID-19 pandemic. What initially seemed like a pandemic-related anomaly has revealed itself as a fundamental shift in audience behavior. The statistics are sobering. As of November 2025, the domestic box office is tracking 22% behind pre-pandemic 2019 levels, despite a brief surge earlier in the year when hits like A Minecraft Movie and Sinners suggested a recovery. October's dismal $425 million haul marks the lowest monthly total since 1997, excluding pandemic years, representing a staggering 58% drop from October 2019's inflation-adjusted $1 billion. Even more telling is the failure rate of films starring established A-list talent. Of the 25 star-driven dramas and comedies released theatrically in the past 3 months, not a single one has crossed the $50 million domestic threshold traditionally considered the minimum for profitability in these genres. Consider these recent high-profile failures. Julia Roberts' After the Hunt, film budget $70 million. What the movie earned in theaters? $3.3 million. Jennifer Lopez's Kiss of the Spider-Woman, film budget $30 million. What the movie earned in theaters? $1.6 million. Dwayne Johnson's A Smashing Machine, film budget $50 million. What the movie earned in theaters? $19 million. Sydney Sweeney's Christie, film budget $35 million. What the movie earned in theaters? $5.5 million. Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson's Die My Love, film budget $45 million. What the movie earned in theaters? $8.2 million. Channing Tatum's Roof Man, film budget $40 million. What the movie earned in theaters? $27 million. It has seriously begun to look like the bottom is falling out, noted Owen Gleiberman, chief film critic for Variety, in a recent column. This sentiment is echoed throughout the industry, with mounting concerns that the theatrical market for anything other than big-budget spectacles has permanently contracted. While franchise films still perform, Predator: Badlands recently opened to $40 million, exceeding expectations, they too are showing signs of weakness compared to pre-pandemic levels. Horror films and anime offerings like Weapons and Infinity Castle have found audiences, but their success has been insufficient to compensate for the broader market collapse. What's particularly alarming to industry insiders is that this downturn isn't limited to a particular genre or studio. It's systemic, suggesting that the star-driven model that has underpinned Hollywood's business for nearly a century may be fundamentally broken. The most obvious culprit for declining theater attendance is the explosive growth of streaming services. With multiple platforms offering vast libraries of content for a fraction of the cost of a movie ticket, consumers increasingly view theatrical releases as optional rather than essential entertainment experiences. A recent AP NORC poll found that slightly less than half of adults under 30 watch newly released movies on streaming platforms at least once a month, compared to just 20% who visit theaters with the same frequency. This generational shift represents an existential threat to theatrical exhibition. People tell me, "Oh, you have to go to the theaters and see Top Gun Maverick," said one survey respondent, "but my TV is 75 inches and I'm comfortable. I'm at home." This sentiment has become increasingly common, particularly as home entertainment technology improves and the gap between the theatrical and home viewing experience narrows. The economics are stark. The average movie ticket price in the US has risen to $13.17 in 2025, up from $11.76 in 2022. For a family of four, a trip to the movies now costs upwards of $80 when including concessions, comparable to 2 months of multiple streaming subscriptions. Moreover, the theatrical window, the period during which films are exclusively available in theaters before hitting streaming platforms, has dramatically shortened. The pre-pandemic standard of 90 days has contracted to around 45 days for major releases, with some films appearing on digital platforms even sooner. This compression has fundamentally altered the perceived value of theatrical viewing. When people know a movie will be streaming in a month or less, the urgency to see it in theaters diminishes, explains Marcus Johnson, a theatrical exhibition analyst. Why spend $13 on a ticket when you can wait a few weeks and watch it as part of a subscription you're already paying for? The pandemic accelerated this shift, but the seeds were planted years earlier. Netflix's first original film productions in the mid-2010s were met with industry skepticism, But the streamer's willingness to fund mid-budget dramas and comedies, precisely the types of films now failing in theaters, created a viable alternative distribution model. Today, streaming platforms aren't just an alternative to theatrical distribution, they're often the preferred destination for both filmmakers and audiences. The stigma once associated with direct-to-video releases has disappeared, replaced by the prestige of streaming premieres. The studios now are so closely affiliated with the streaming services, noted one survey respondent, there's really no logic behind why some skip the theaters. For stars, this shift has profound implications. When a film bombs at the box office, the failure is public and quantifiable. Streaming platforms, by contrast, rarely release detailed viewership data, creating a more forgiving environment for talent. A star whose theatrical films consistently underperform may still be considered valuable to streamers based on opaque engagement metrics. This dynamic has led some stars to prioritize streaming projects over theatrical releases. When Ryan Gosling's The Fall Guy disappointed at the box office earlier this year, his subsequent Netflix project, The Hollywood Hitman, was marketed as his return, despite releasing just months later, a narrative that would have been inconceivable in the pre-streaming era. Perhaps the most profound shift undermining traditional star power is the fundamental transformation of celebrity culture itself. In Hollywood's golden age, movie stars were larger-than-life figures whose images were carefully controlled by the studio system. The public knew these stars only through their films, magazine interviews, and occasional public appearances. This selective exposure created an aura of mystery and glamour that enhanced their appeal. Today's celebrity landscape could not be more different. Social media has demolished the barriers between stars and fans, creating an environment of constant exposure. Celebrities share details of their daily lives on Instagram, debate politics on Twitter, and perform dance routines on TikTok. This accessibility has humanized stars in ways that can diminish their mystique. I really don't think younger generations care about celebrity status for the sake of celebrity status anymore, noted one industry observer on Reddit. Every different community has their own people they like, and no one has pull over 80 million people as some actor everyone loves seeing. For every Anya Taylor-Joy, there's an Instagram model you've never heard of with 4 million followers. Or for every Henry Cavill, there's some gym guy with a super popular podcast that no one you know has listened to. This fragmentation of influence means that traditional movie stars now compete for attention with influencers.
Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins a whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting. Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast and Rant Radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
We all know how much Robbie has been impacted by global superstar Nelly. Now he's going to share the story of Cornell Haynes Jr. coming soon to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Nellyville.
YouTubers, podcast hosts, and reality TV personalities. The cultural monoculture that once elevated Hollywood stars above all other celebrities has fractured into countless subcultures, each with its own set of influencers. A recent study of social media engagement found that TikTok stars like Charli D'Amelio and Khaby Lame often generate more engagement with a single post than Hollywood A-listers achieve with major movie marketing campaigns. This suggests that the currency of fame has fundamentally changed, with engagement and authenticity valued over traditional notions of glamour and inaccessibility. Superman did as well with David Corenswet as it would have with Timothy Chalamet or Glenn Powell, observed another commentator. It isn't the 1940s anymore, where you just toss a recognizable name on the poster and audiences blindly watch the movie to see that person. This erosion of star-drawing power is reflected in casting decisions. Studios increasingly prioritize finding the right actor for a role over securing the biggest name possible. When Marvel recast Blade with Mahershala Ali, the decision was based on his suitability for the character rather than his ability to open a movie. Similarly, The Batman succeeded with Robert Pattinson despite initial fan skepticism, demonstrating that the character had greater drawing power than any particular actor. For established stars, this shift presents an existential crisis. When Jennifer Lawrence emerged as a major star in the early 2010s, her name above the title was considered a significant asset. A decade later, her involvement in projects like Die My Love no longer guarantees audience interest. The same is true for once bankable stars like Dwayne Johnson, whose recent non-franchise films have consistently underperformed despite his massive social media following. This disconnect between social media popularity and box office drawing power represents one of the most perplexing aspects of modern star power. An actor might have 50 million Instagram followers, but that audience doesn't reliably translate to ticket sales. The relationship between social media influence and commercial appeal has proven far more complex than studios initially anticipated. While technological and cultural factors have certainly contributed to declining star power, industry insiders point to a more fundamental issue: the movies themselves. The old process of saying, "I can make a really good independent film, take it to a film festival, hope it gets noticed and gets into theaters," isn't playing out anymore, explains John Fithian, former head of the National Association of Theater Owners. There are the A24s and Neons, and they're making and distributing great movies, but that's a very small set. The mid-budget drama or comedy, once a reliable vehicle for star performances, has largely disappeared from theatrical release schedules. Major studios have increasingly focused resources on franchise films with built-in audience awareness, leaving a void in the types of character-driven stories that traditionally showcased star power. Jackie, Patrick, and I at the Fithian Group are now working as executive producers of a movie that is in the script stage with an attached cast that's well-known, Fithian recounts. We took it to every major studio in town, all of whom said, "That's a great script. That's a great cast. We don't make mid-budget romantic comedies anymore." This content gap has profound implications for stars. Actors built their reputations and developed their craft through a progression of roles that included both commercial vehicles and more challenging dramatic material. With fewer mid-budget films being produced for theatrical release, stars have fewer opportunities to demonstrate their range and build audience loyalty. The situation creates a vicious cycle. As star-driven dramas and comedies underperform at the box office, studios become more reluctant to greenlight similar projects, further limiting the types of films that reach theaters. This narrows the theatrical landscape to primarily franchise films, where the intellectual property is the star, not the actor. Kevin Goetz, author of How to Score in Hollywood, suggests that the standards for theatrical viability have fundamentally changed. To succeed in theaters today, dramas and comedies must have event status, something truly elevated and special, he notes. It's not a phase, it's an evolution you can't reverse. This evolution has led to a bifurcated system where mid-budget, star-driven projects increasingly migrate to streaming platforms, while theaters become showcases primarily for big-budget spectacle. The theatrical release schedule for 2025 reflects this reality. Of the 15 films that have crossed the $100 million domestic threshold this year, 12 are franchise installments or animations. For stars who built their careers on a balance of commercial and prestige projects, this narrowing theatrical landscape presents significant challenges. Brad Pitt's dramatic thriller Wolves might have been a solid theatrical hit a decade ago, but in 2025 it struggled to reach $30 million domestically despite strong reviews. The film found its audience primarily through Apple TV+, where it became one of the platform's most watched original films. A success story by streaming metrics, but a far cry from Pitt's theatrical heyday. The economics of star salaries present another dimension of Hollywood's current crisis. As their ability to attract theatrical audiences has diminished, the astronomical paydays once commanded by top talent have become increasingly difficult to justify. I think that eventually actor salaries are going to have to reflect this, because right now it's a game of musical chairs, notes industry analyst Sarah Klein. Studios can't continue paying $20 million per film to stars who don't move the needle on ticket sales. The math is unforgiving. When Julia Roberts commands $15 to $20 million for a film like After the Hunt that earns just $3.3 million at the domestic box office, the economic model collapses. Even accounting for international receipts and eventual streaming revenue, such projects represent significant financial losses. This reality is already reshaping talent compensation. Studios increasingly offer lower upfront payments with more significant back-end participation, tying star earnings more directly to a film's performance. Others structure deals around global streaming rights, acknowledging that a project's true value may be measured in subscription retention rather than ticket sales. For top-tier talent, the implications are significant. When Leonardo DiCaprio commanded $30 million for Killers of the Flower Moon, the figure represented not just his acting services, but his promotional value across multiple platforms. Studios are increasingly sophisticated in calculating this total value, measuring social media engagement, press coverage, and global appeal alongside traditional box office metrics. The pandemic accelerated this recalculation. When Warner Bros. Moved its entire 2021 slate to simultaneous theatrical and HBO Max release, talent deals had to be restructured to account for lost back-end potential. The resulting negotiations established new templates for star compensation in a hybrid distribution landscape. The old model of paying enormous upfront salaries was predicated on stars delivering proportionate box office returns, explains entertainment attorney Michael Goldman. As that relationship has weakened, compensation structures have necessarily evolved. This evolution has significant implications for how films are packaged and produced. When stars commanded massive salaries based on their box office drawing power, their involvement could secure financing for otherwise risky projects. As that leverage diminishes, the types of films that receive green light are changing, further reinforcing the industry's shift toward IP-driven content. For mid-level actors who never commanded top-tier salaries, the narrowing theatrical marketplace presents even greater challenges. Character actors who built careers moving between supporting roles in studio films and leads in independents now find fewer opportunities in both spaces. This has driven many to television and streaming, where the volume of production creates more consistent work opportunities. The implications extend beyond individual careers to the broader ecosystem of talent development. The traditional path from promising newcomer to established star to A-list power player relied on a robust theatrical marketplace offering opportunities at each career stage. As that marketplace contracts, the very notion of stardom itself is being redefined. Despite these challenges, reports of the death of star power may be somewhat exaggerated. While traditional notions of stardom are certainly evolving, new forms of influence and audience connection continue to emerge. We're not seeing the end of star power, we're seeing its transformation, argues cultural critic Jenna Rodriguez. The metrics have changed, the platforms have multiplied, but audience fascination with compelling personalities remains constant. This transformation is evident in the careers of stars who have successfully navigated the changing landscape. Zendaya has built a multi-platform presence spanning fashion, music, and film, ensuring her relevance across multiple audience segments. Ryan Reynolds has leveraged his social media savvy and entrepreneurial ventures to create a personal brand that extends far beyond his acting roles. What distinguishes these success stories is adaptability, a willingness to engage with fans across platforms, to blur the lines between personal and professional personas, and to approach stardom as a holistic enterprise rather than simply a function of box office performance. For studios and producers, the challenge lies in properly valuing this evolved form of star power. When Timothée Chalamet's involvement in Wonka helped drive that film to unexpectedly strong box office results, it demonstrated that the right star in the right project can still significantly impact theatrical performance. Similarly, Tom Cruise's insistence on theatrical exclusivity for Top Gun Maverick resulted in one of the few unqualified blockbuster successes of the post-pandemic era. These examples suggest that while the days of stars guaranteeing box office success may be over, their influence remains significant when properly aligned with material and marketing. The equation has become more complex, requiring a more nuanced understanding of how different stars connect with different audience segments across different platforms. The star system isn't dying, it's disaggregating, explains media analyst David Chen. We're moving from a model where a handful of stars appealed to everyone to one where many stars appeal intensely to specific audience segments. This disaggregation presents both challenges and opportunities for the industry. While it complicates traditional marketing and financing models, it also creates space for new types of stars to emerge and new stories to be told. The success of films like Joker with Joaquin Phoenix or Everything Everywhere All at Once with Michelle Yeoh demonstrates that unconventional star-driven projects can still find theatrical success when they offer genuinely distinctive experiences. For theaters, the path forward may lie in embracing their role as venues for event cinema rather than everyday entertainment. The theatrical experience needs to be something special, something that can't be replicated at home, argues exhibition consultant Jennifer Torres. That means both technical spectacle and communal viewing experiences that make audiences feel they're part of something larger than themselves. This event-driven model may actually increase the importance of certain types of stars, those who create a sense of cultural occasion around their work. When Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer became a surprise box office phenomenon, it demonstrated that filmmaker stardom remains potent even as actor stardom evolves. Similarly, Taylor Swift's concert film, The Eras Tour, became the highest-grossing concert film of all time, suggesting that music stars may increasingly leverage theatrical distribution as part of their overall brand strategy. As we approach the end of 2025, Hollywood finds itself at a crossroads. The star system that defined the industry for nearly a century is undergoing a profound transformation, driven by technological disruption, cultural fragmentation, and economic pressures. The numbers don't lie. Star-driven films are failing at unprecedented rates, calling into question the very notion that famous faces drive ticket sales. Yet audiences' fascination with compelling personalities shows no signs of diminishing. It has simply migrated to different platforms and manifests in different ways. For studios, the challenge lies in recalibrating how they value and leverage star power in this new landscape. The blunt instrument of salary to box office calculations must give way to more sophisticated understandings of how stars build and maintain audience connections across multiple touchpoints. For theaters, survival depends on embracing their role as venues for genuine events rather than routine entertainment options. This means not just technical enhancements, but programming strategies that emphasize the communal aspects of theatrical viewing that cannot be replicated at home. For stars themselves, career longevity increasingly depends on building direct relationships with fans, diversifying across platforms, and developing distinctive creative voices that transcend any particular project or medium. As one veteran producer told us, "The era of the movie star isn't ending, it's evolving. The question is whether Hollywood can evolve with it." The coming years will reveal whether the current box office downturn represents a fundamental restructuring of the entertainment ecosystem or merely another cyclical challenge in an industry defined by constant reinvention. What's certain is that the relationship between stars, studios, and audiences has been permanently altered. In this new landscape, star power won't disappear, but it will be measured in engagement rather than box office, in cultural impact rather than opening weekend, and in the ability to forge authentic connections across multiple platforms rather than simply attracting theatrical audiences. The stars of tomorrow will need to be entrepreneurs as much as artists, building personal brands that transcend any particular medium. And the studios that succeed will be those that recognize star power as just one element in a complex entertainment ecosystem rather than the central pillar upon which everything else depends. As we watch Julia Roberts, Jennifer Lawrence, and Dwayne Johnson struggle to fill theaters, we're witnessing not just the failure of individual films, but the transformation of celebrity itself. The question isn't whether star power is dead, but what new forms it will take as the entertainment landscape continues to evolve. And that wraps up this episode. But before we go, I can't help but wonder, do you think we're moving away from the time when A-list stars ruled the box office? Or are we stepping into a new age where social media influencers can actually pull in more ticket sales globally than those big-name celebrities? I'd really love to hear what you think about this. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Hollywood Hustle. I'm your host, Albert Parker.
Thank you for listening to Hollywood Hustle. The story research was carried out by the Limitless Newsletter, and they also wrote the story. Episodes are edited by Robert Brooksby, with Albert Parker serving as the host. This podcast is produced by 1950 Studios and distributed through the Limitless Broadcasting Network. To get early access to this episode and enjoy it without ads, please subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Limitless Broadcasting Network to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast ad-free. Go to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com and subscribe. Don't forget, by subscribing, you can binge this show and our other shows at your leisure. Subscribe today.